evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Veterans Day, 11/11/2022. And you know, I'll tell you what, a hats off and a salute to all the veterans who are alive today, who are passed on, or who died in combat. We salute all of you and the great job that you have done to try to protect America. We need you more now than ever. We need you more now than ever because the steel is in once again on the election. And I don't care what the Department of Human Sacrifice, you know, people say that it isn't so, or the FBI says it ain't so, or this one says it ain't so. Because I will tell you what, this country was free. It's not now free. It has to be contested now in order to be free. We have to speak freely. We have to do the things we do. And I'm just reading here the Constitution of the United States of America, amendments to the U.S. Constitution. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Now, that does not say that the DHS, Department of Human Sacrifice, gets with the FBI to collude, and the NSA and the EIEIOs to collude with social media to strike down anybody's freedom of speech. It does not say that. And if you're out there in the DHS doing it and saying it, then you are in violation of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. You are the one breaking the law, and you are the scumbag lawbreakers. You are the tyrants. You are those who are tyrannically trying to suppress the freedom of speech in the United States. And then some guy in Rachel, Nevada, next to Area 51, has got a website. Now the FBI raids his house with SWAT teams and all that to take down all of his stuff, and then goes to Vegas and goes and searches another house. You know? This tyrant crap, this stuff that is going on, is just beyond what veterans were fighting for, isn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, it's just, you know, I had one show started and then another one, you know, comes up and pops into my head. And the Lord says, why don't you start here instead? And, you know, here is what the first law of the country. Do you know what the Declaration of Independence was? Basically what created this country. I guess Department of Human Sacrifice and Comrade Mayorkas, Commissar Mayorkas, Commissar Mayorkas, they don't believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or the Declaration of Independence. They're communist, Luciferian scumbags. Communist, Luciferian scumbags. And even though you think you work for them and, oh, you're not that way, and you go to church on, you know, every fourth Sunday and all of that kind of stuff. Well, let me tell you something. If you work for these people at the top, then you are working for Luciferian communists, okay? You're working for them. You're enabling them. And if you go and raid people or destroy freedom of speech or this or that, now you're going to go after, per Joe Biden, Red China Joe, maybe instead of investigating how Hunter got $1.45 billion, $1.45 billion, and Red China Joe is the big guy, don't you know, according to Ted Bobulinski's testimony on national TV and in court. And you FBI, you've had the Tunner's laptop for 2 years. You haven't done shit. You know why? Because you're Luciferian scumbag communists. And you're supporting Red China Joe, who basically is working for the Red Chinese. He's been bought and paid for through his son. And you won't investigate him? But you'll go after the parents? You'll go after parents at a high school or grade school where a father goes and complains because his daughter was raped? And then they put the bully boys on him and push him to the ground and slam his head into the doors and grind his nose into the dirt. Well, I'm going to tell you what. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Unalienable, unalienable. You see the same word there. Rights that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That means the people. That means the people. You're supposed to derive your consent, your powers derived from the consent of the governed. Well, the people are going to tell you that they ain't going to give you your consent anymore. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate the governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's the Declaration of Independence. I bought it at Thomas Jefferson's house at Monticello. I bought the one that has, that I just read you the First Amendment out of. All right? Bought that there as well. And then the fact is, let's read old Solzhenitsyn one more time. Well, here's Harry Truman. He's an American. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes the source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Harry S. Truman. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Old Harry wasn't fearful. He still, at an older age, he walked downtown Independence. He didn't have any guards or any security, you know. He walked around town, would sit and talk to people in Independence, Missouri, with not a problem, all right, because he was a true veteran. He commanded an artillery unit, World War One, and old Solzhenitsyn, Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn, and how we burn in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step, step, on the staircase, but it understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The Organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. Now you see where we're at right now. You had Albert Pike wrote a letter to Giuseppe Mazzini. So you have the head of all the worldwide Freemasonry, right, to the European Freemasonry, Altadena, to Giuseppe Mazzini back in the 1800s about the coming, you know, 1871, about the coming three world wars. Well, the third world war must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. And the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And then Pike says, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude, Pike says, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits, Pike says, will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light, the true light. See, that's all that Masonic true light, isn't it? All right? Through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. It's out in the public view, ladies and gentlemen. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity, Pike says, and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Well, Mr. Albert Pike, I'll tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you're with the true CIC, Commander-in-Chief, Jesus, who his Father put him onto this earth to wash your sins away, to experience it all, and to die on the cross and to be resurrected. And then to wash your sins away. All you got to do is repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you do that, and if you take the best deal in town, are you listening to me out there? The best deal in town is to repent and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, and then you too. Well, if you believe on him, we'll have everlasting life in heaven if you're to pass away. But he'll start to wash you clean. He'll start to wash you clean. He'll take those dirty windows in the old factory building outside of town that have been covered over since 1947 or something like that. and they'll start to wash them. And you'll start to start in one window, and you got the newspaper, or you got a cloth and some water, soap and water, and it's muddy. It's the windows are muddy. But then you keep washing, and you keep washing, and he keeps working you and keeps working you. And then you spend time in the Word. You read the Holy Bible. You read the red letters of Lord Jesus and what he's got to say. And then, of course, read all the other things, too. But at this stage of the game, I like the red letter edition. You know what I mean? I like the red letter edition. Okay? But you should take advantage of that. And then, you see, Jesus would tell you, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom, and 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps, but took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with these lamps, with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, Jesus answered, see, this is in his red letters. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Ladies and gentlemen, he's telling you to be prepared, is he not? Now, we know that lamp oil is one thing, and I agree with lamp oil. How many hours a night do you want light? 4, 5, whatever it is. Calculate the contents and the burn time of a full tank in like one of those Dietz Jupiter lanterns or a Petromax lantern. How much oil you need to put, lamp oil you need to put into it. And how long it burns, and then calculate how much you'll need to go for a year and have lighting. And maybe you should go redundant and get 120-hour candles and calculate how many hours you need for a year's of light. Maybe you got a second year there. You can alternate those back and forth. And then you can get other candles of all types, tapers and all kinds of things, and jar candles and whatever it might be. As many as you can get. So maybe you can have 3.5 years of lighting. Wouldn't that be a goal? You know? But if you can only get enough to light yourself up for 30 days, then do that. Because you're also going to need the water purification. The Berkey purification filtration systems. You got to have them because they will take out the viruses, the bacteria, the bad bacteria, and the parasites, and 99.9% of all the chemicals with those black Berkey filters. Get you additional filters anywhere you can get them. Go pick up 10 cans of pop bottles and go sell them. You know what I'm saying? Get some extra amount to buy extra filters. And when you say, well, Hawk, that's stupid. No, I used to do that. Years ago, I used to do that. I'd go around and get pop bottles and beer cans or soda cans. I'd put them all in the bag, and I would take them down to the recycle center and pick up $20 or $30. And that was enough for old Hawk to eat, you know, for a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? That's been years ago, but I'll tell you, you're never too far from that. You're only 9 meals away from anarchy. 9 meals away from anarchy. Did you eat breakfast, lunch today? You're going to have supper? That's 3. Tomorrow is 3. And then Sunday is 3. And then Monday, you got anarchy. You understand? Do what you can do now. The Lord Jesus in Matthew 25 is telling you. Now, this is Veterans Day, and the veterans know this stuff. And they know how to fight, and they know how to defend, and they know what they were fighting for. And they sure as hell were not fighting for red Chinese communism or Luciferianism. And if those people in the U.S. government and the EIEIOs in the military at the top slots and the intelligence at the top slots, the government stops, if they're serving Lucifer the Lightbringer under a red Chinese or communistic system and are going to deploy that on you, whether under the direction of the World Economic Forum or Lucifer who sits on the top of them, is that what you fought for? Is that what you fought for in World War II or Korea or in Vietnam? Or all the hundreds of wars in between and then the Gulf War I, Gulf War II, Afghanistan? I mean, is that what you fought for in all those things? To have your children said they cannot go to church or they cannot go to school or speak their mind, and if they say they don't like it, that the teachers are teaching them how to be transgender XYZ 4379s. And you can't say anything about that? Well, now I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And old Solzhenitsyn would tell you, you've about got nothing left to lose. Now, when they take away, see, they've done real cool here, haven't they? They're trying to get you back to thinking the happy days are here again because you voted the way you did. And now we've got in Washoe County in Reno, up there by Reno, Nevada, all last night, 11:24 p.m., all the lights and the cameras went out. The cameras went out. They had 4 cameras, you know, showing you the whole counting house and the booths and all the tables and the machines and the tabulators, all that. Oh, well, those cameras went out 11:24 p.m., and they didn't come on until 8 o'clock this morning. Do you think the sons of bitches didn't steal something in between that time? If you believe they didn't, then you got to see what's happening today. And then the fact is, there's going to be all kind of trickery again. And now they're telling you, Commissar Mayorkas is saying, if you say anything against that, then you, we will come and arrest you. We'll suppress your freedom of speech. Well, what would Solzhenitsyn tell him? What would Harry Truman tell him? I think you know what they would tell him. And now it looks like Lake is not going to be, and that Hobbs is surging now, and all this stuff. And you can't even count these votes in Arizona or Nevada. When they counted what? All these millions, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 million. More people voted in Florida than are in those states combined. And they counted all that in about 5 hours. They can count it if they want, but somebody wants to cheat. Somebody wants to cheat. Somebody wants to destroy democracy, and that is not the Republicans here. The Republicans are naive. Or they know, but they haven't got the salt to start their own steal to counteract the one of the Democrats. Nucky Thompson in Atlantic City would have known how to do it. But you see, all of this is something that is part of the bigger picture. We've talked to you about the Great Lakes and the possibility of Russian drone submarines that are the type that have the nuclear weapon to create a 1,000-foot high tsunami. We also talked about Hudson Bay being in play yesterday. We talk about the TVA Authority dams, which have been targets for years. And also other dams. Although with the weather warfare, they basically, the Hoover Dam, Lake Mead, they basically got rid of it. Shasta, they got rid of all the, they're getting rid of the dams up in Northern California, basically. But isn't it interesting, when the cold weather came on in to the Great Lakes, somebody ordered, and let me just be very clear, I'm going to speak, Hawk is going to speak like this for a bit. In the Great Lakes and the Hudson Bay and that area up in there, but particularly the Great Lakes, the St. Lawrence Seaway, where we've reported on here that we felt we had our best opinion based upon information and analysis thereof, that the Russians have brought in drone submarines with the nuclear weapons, or they have brought in K containers that have several missiles and nukes that they have already in here that Obama hired. Thousands of Spetsnaz, the Russian special forces, that are allegedly still on the payroll through the black budget. And then you add in the GRU stay-behinds, or Americans with a K, right? Like the TV show, who are what the Russians call illegals, okay? You add them in, and they all speak like they're from Nebraska or somewhere. That's not how Nebraska people speak. Western Kansas, Nebraska, they basically, it's English without, allegedly without an accent, all right? And that's the way they teach them to speak. So, we got all that going on, and there's no evidence that any threat is now less than it was a day or two or three or four or five ago or a month ago. There is still the possibility of a threat of that kind of an attack inside the United States to take down the power grids or to take out military bases or cities like D.C. or New York or, Philly or whatever it might be, But somebody in the midst of this, and now you say, well, Hawk, there's no evidence that some of those things are up there because we didn't see them on the screen. Well, you can see them from time to time, but then they turn the transponders off. So we know that they've been up there searching. And we have other reports in various areas from Niagara on west, okay, of all kinds of different planes and aircraft looking and searching, and units on the ground and on boats. But somebody ordered, in spite of the fact that there's no evidence the threat is mitigated, somebody ordered nine, listen to me, somebody ordered nine U.S. P-8s, those are P-8 Poseidon specialty nuclear sub-hunting sensing aircraft of the highest level. And they all went south down to Florida area way on the coast to get away from the weather. But somebody ordered them to go, perhaps because they're starting to get heads up that these P-8s are up there and they should be on the coast looking for Russian subs. But although the Russian subs and the tsunami creating drones, which can operate autonomously in, say, a Lake Superior, a Lake Michigan, a Lake Huron, a Lake Erie, you see what I'm saying? A Lake Ontario or in Hudson Bay. Or the Gulf of Mexico or off the coast of Virginia or wherever. They could be anywhere. Up of Florida. Somebody ordered them back south and to the East Coast. Probably a lot of them went down to Florida. And that's on Veterans Day. Somebody was told to stand down. So therefore, if there is a good line officer out there, or two or three, or four or five, who still would like to protect America, I will submit to you that allegedly there still are probably, not guaranteed, but allegedly probably are Russian drone subs in the Great Lakes, in Hudson Bay, and other places around the world, or around the United States. And they're ready for when whoever stumbles into the nuke exchange in Ukraine or wherever else, or Korea, then these will all launch on all pods in the United States. And then just like the Russians said last week, if you're going to play this game of the nuclear warfare, then there will be nothing left of the United Kingdom or Great Britain. There will be nothing really left of the United States except for a new naval strait down the center of the country, which then the Russians said, we'll call it the Stalin Strait. The water from the Great Lakes could come all the way to the Gulf. The U.S. Navy had a map like that. Now they go on there and the fact checkers will say, there never was such a map. And then you've got Lori Toy and different people who saw the future maps the same similar way. But it makes sense if you study it, and I've been telling you about this since 2004, off and on, and as new information came in, we talked about it. Brother Quayle and I, when he had me on his show for the first time, before he gave me one of the nights of his show, but he had me on as a guest, and he said, Hawk, you seem to have a handle on how this will develop in the Gog-Magog War, going towards the World War III. Why don't you take us around the globe and tell us what you think is going to happen? And Steve and I went back and forth. It was in May, I believe, of 2004, because I went on in June of 2004. But Steve would say this, and I would say that. And then Steve brought up very astutely, Gomer, in other words, Germany and part of France, would have to side with the Russians, you see. And this country, as strong as it's been, according to Heritage Foundation, the military can no longer even fight very well in one theater of warfare, cannot fight in two, let alone three or four. Oh, we can launch ICBMs, we can launch our missiles. They can launch their hypersonics, which instead of taking 20 minutes to get there, their hypersonics get here in less than 5 minutes. Russian, Red Chinese, allegedly now North Korea, and allegedly now Iran having them. We also have the weather warfare, the harp-like devices, the atmospheric heaters, the Tesla howitzers, whatever you want to call them. The 7.7 quake, well, there's an earthquake in diverse places, isn't it? Which created a tsunami out near Tonga. Okay? And then do you hear what Biden says, you know, about elections? Well, first of all, Biden is going to meet his boss, okay? One of his bosses, Xi Jinping, who gave Biden's son allegedly $1.45 billion. And of Xi Jinping, his Biden's son also has allegedly stock in a large energy company in Red China. And then as Biden has been depleting the strategic oil reserves, I mean, they've been pumping the hackberry out like nobody's business. But then that's been going to certain countries, but it's also being sold to a certain Red Chinese energy company. So now Biden is going to go. He's over there giving away climate change money. Your money to help other countries with climate change. All right? Based on the Paris Peace Accord, climate change accords, which Trump took us out of because it was going to cost us trillions of dollars to pay off everybody when they were not doing anything. Biden wants to close all of the coal fields in Joe Manchin state and in other states, Ohio, Southern Illinois, all the different things, Kentucky, all the different coal producing states, Pennsylvania. Wants to close down all of that and all the fracking and the well drilling and all of it. And the Red Chinese open up about 20 new coal-fired power plants a month. And are mining coal to beat the band, okay? So consequently, we don't have much to look forward to except a preparedness. And for when, whoever is coming, if it's the Red Chinese or Commissar Mayorkas and his crowd, you see? Or the communist Luciferian fiddle with boys internally crowd or whoever it is. The ones that attack presidents of the United States and use and go into their homes on pretext that is bull. Bravo Sierra, bull Shiite, okay? And so now, Joe Biden says, well, you don't want to investigate Hunter and me, see? Why don't we need to investigate, Tesla instead, you know? Elon Musk. He also has executive order, old Biden has. Red China Joe has 14067, which basically is going to establish this digital currency. The dollar is a digital dollar. Over in Europe, they're going to have digital euros. Part of the WEF crap, the Great Reset. And Jim Rickards, who is a very smart guy, he talks about it. Rickards. And he says that they're going to take and your currency is not going to exist. And it'll exist digitally. And then they can then turn your account off or on anytime they want. And that'll all be based on whether or not you're for Commissar Mayorkas, and you like to lick his leather boots and prostrate yourself in front of him and Joe Biden and all of his crew. And, oh, worship the Antichrist if it becomes Barack Hussein Obama or whoever it becomes. All these Luciferian scum, well, let me tell you what. The only knee that I'm going to bend my knee to and get down on is before Lord Jesus. And none of these scumbag Luciferian communist people. And it will be better off to stand against the evil, you see, knowing that you have the Lord Jesus as your Savior, that you have the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence that backs you up, not the evil Luciferian scum, communist scum, the tyrants. And oh, did you also hear what Biden said about the election? Well, you know, there's still a chance about the House. They were saying, well, you're going to lose the House. Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that. It could be like drawing to an inside straight. Well, when they turn the cameras off in Reno and they play the games they're playing in Maricopa and in California and in Alaska, they're playing the games, and in Pennsylvania, they're playing the games, and then a jillion other cities, I guarantee you. Well, then old Red China Joe just might be right. There could be an inside straight. Now, he sufficiently thinks he's been given laurel wreaths and a tribute, you know, in Rome for what he's done. All the wonderful things, you see. It is not going to go the way you want it to go. It's not going the way that it's supposed to or should go. The steals are in. The cheating is in. And I told you months ago that they were going to try and steal this election too. Lo and behold, they're there. And all these Republicans are still hanging out at the country club. They thought they were going to not even have to spend money. Now I hear that the PAC associated with Mushmouth, with old Mushmouth from Kentucky, you know, Mushmouth, you know, minority leader, you know, from Kentucky. You got to quit riding around on the Thornton's airplanes there, Mushmouth, Thornton Oil. And then his wife, father is one of the largest shipping magnates in the world. He supposedly is from Taiwan, but the corporation that builds all of his vessels is in Red China. So Mushmouth, who pulled millions of dollars away from Arizona candidates like Masters and Lake, away from Bolduc. He pulled millions away from a lot of these candidates who, any of them who ever had liked Trump or endorsed Trump or were wondering why Trump's election was stolen, you see? Old Mushmouth pulled the money away from them. We're only going to give them nothing, all right? But now, he's the great hero, going to bring in all kind of money to Herschel Walker, you see, in Georgia, to defeat Warnock. Well, he didn't like the candidates in Georgia the last time. So, Mitch McConnell, you mushmouth, it's time you retired maybe to a beach, you know, somewhere in Taiwan, you know? Because I don't think they like you much at Fort Campbell. Let alone on the houseboats down on the Kentucky River, you know. And I know they don't like you in Keeneland. Yeah, I know them old horse racers down there in Keeneland. So he's now the big, he's going to help Herschel Walker and blah, 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 you know. Well, it's probably too little, it's too late. They could have won earlier. But the Republicans didn't do anything, and one of the reasons they don't do anything is because the top slots of that our New World Order, World Economic Forum jerks as well. And they worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, and they are into the tyranny. This is just the Bush crowd trying to get back a hold of it. The Scherf family, allegedly from Germany. The Scherf family. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. I hope you like to keep Old Hawk on the air. Because I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to stay in the game if I can on behalf of Lord Jesus. And speak under freedom of speech about Jesus and how he is the answer. How he is the best deal in town. If you repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. He'll start to wash you clean. And if he needs you, you say, Lord, wherever you need to put me, help me get my family to true sanctuary, and then put me wherever you stand me, where you need me, Lord. You put the words in my mouth, and you put the weapon in my hands to stand against evil. And he'll do it. Anything is most needed or wanted. If you can, be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. If you just want to say hi, drop me a note. RadioHawk777 at Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777 at Hotmail.com. And if you would like to pick you up any gold or silver quickly, because you see, the crypto ain't going to work. The digital dollar is what's going to replace the crypto. And they bankrupted the crypto people out, the FTX guy. One day he's worth $16 billion, and 2 days later he's worth zero. The crypto ain't the answer. The digital dollar is getting ready to come up, and they're going to take away probably the cash, and they're going to control all your bank accounts, all your stuff. And there won't be any other economy, at least for a while, I mean, in terms of checks or that kind of stuff or payroll or whatever, all that's going to go digital. And then in Europe, with the euro digital, the digital euro, you know what they're doing there? They're getting ready to even determine how much of your money you can spend and what you can spend it on. They're going to limit the amount of your own money that you can spend, okay? Check the articles out. Read the articles, because the article's there. So I don't know. I don't think you're going to see political or economical solutions to the spiritual problems. A lot of things are pointing to a crash in the economics. And this whole thing is going wild weasel. Just like I told you. And they're all looking at your social media. And they're looking at your emails. They're looking at your texts. They're reading everything you got on your text, your computer, your phones, all of it. And being analyzed. The AI, artificial intelligence, is from Lucifer. Well, I'm going to tell you what. If you see Lucy coming down the street, you take your Louisville Slugger and you pop him right on the nose. Okay? If you see some of his henchmen who are 8, 9 feet tall coming down the street, they got 6 fingers and 6 toes, you tell them that in the name of Jesus, you order them off the field. And if they do not get off the field and they do not make way for you, then you will unleash the power of the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven on them, and you'll send them back to perdition. Use the copper on them, if you know what I mean. Use the copper on the big boys, if you know what I mean. Anyway, Brother Steve Quayle has got gold and silver. He can still get to you quick. He also has his books. He also has got upcoming, hopefully it'll be able to come out, the film or the presentation he's going to do. Let's see what it's worded as. It's on his site, stevequayle.com. The lies of men and gods, the genetic corruption and destruction of the human race. A film by Steve Quayle and Daniel Holdings, okay? You can probably, you know, inquire as to that. And then you can also get whatever books Steve has left. Can't reprint them because they won't give him a price on the paper or ink or a timeline that he could expect them to be printed. And that's also a large number of other popular books, novels and biographies and such. So whatever Steve has left, he's got great books, Empire Beneath the Ice, any of the good ones, Xenogenesis, Changing Men into Monsters, Terminated, The End of Man is Here, you see. Premise of the Promise, an excellent book about the Lord Jesus. Weather Wars, whatever Steve's got, his Giants books. Give those to your kids, your grandkids for Christmas, all right? Order them now while you still got them, because they're going to be around for a while, if ever again. Water purification, food, all that stuff, firearms, ammo. All those things you need to get, and Brother Quayle would say, unless you've got your basic preps down, then go ahead and invest in that first, and then come for the gold or the silver. But you can call Steve at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You either get Steve or his son Tyler or Daryl, his very capable manager, who is a tough guy, big man, all right? Great big guy. And you tell them Old Hawk sent you and to take good care of you and to get it to you quick. Now, ladies and gentlemen, also, if you are in the right frame of mind and you know that in Indochina, that's Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, in the mountainous areas, Shan states, which are in China, and Myanmar or Burma, Indochina, that the Nunemakers, Nunemakers, and the Nunemakers, Dave and Debbie, they had a missionary mission for years, for almost, I think, almost close to 40 or 50 years over there. And now they can't go back because of the COVID and health reasons that they now have, which I would hope that you would pray for Dave and for Debbie. Lord Jesus, we go to them right now. Lord Jesus, we go to Dave and Debbie Nunemaker. Lord, will you go to them? Will you touch them right now with your hand, Lord? Will you let them know it's you calling? Let them know it's you calling, or you remove any infirmity out of their body and restore them back to full health, Lord Jesus. In your name, Jesus, I pray. But if you want to help them to get Bibles and hymn books in the language the dialect of each mountain tribe. Each village has a separate dialect. Some are similar, but they're different, you see. So the Bibles and the hymn books that many of you have helped to supply up in there, and they go, but you wouldn't believe the circuitous routes they have to go through the mountains and all of that to get there. But they get there because the Lord Jesus wants them to get there. You can send anything that you got. If you need any kind of thing, any need, any amount is just fine. Send it to Indochina Bible Project or Nunemaker, Nunemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. I thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen, and I will tell you what, nothing has changed in terms of what I see is coming, and what I see is coming is what Lord Jesus tells me in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and in Revelations. And he tells you in Matthew 25 to prepare. He also tells you in Luke, or in Matthew 24, he that endureth till the end, the same shall be saved. Lord Jesus wants you to endure to the end. And we've got to hold the ground till he, Lord Jesus and his angels, come back to destroy the 200 million man army at Armageddon. And that will be comprised, a lot of it, of red Chinese soldiers. And I would also hesitate to not hesitate to say, alien space scum. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, your Bill of Rights, your home, your business. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the Luciferians. Might be a good time while they're all at these climate summits or at these, you know, G20s. But that's as the Lord, our Father in heaven, wills. Bandanger Ranger, I know you're good and you're ready. Mickey LaPoo, you're the best bat test, baby. On the optics, stay up on them. Squeeze that trigger. And road and track, little L. Proud of you. Good night now.